glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
We welcome you to this edition of Moments of Inspiration. We seek to present in song and in teaching messages about our faith in Jesus Christ. We believe Him to be the Lord of heaven and earth. We set His name above all others. With today's presentation, we seek to share our faith with you. And we're so glad to have you as a listener today. We pray it will bring a blessing.
Lord, let your light, light of your face shine on us. Lord, let your light, light of your face shine on us. That we may be saved. Night, let your light shine on us. Lord, let your grace, grace from your head fall on us. Lord, let your grace, grace from your head. Night, let your grace fall on us. Lord, let your love, love with no end, come over us. Lord, let your love, love with no end.
Let your love come over us, that we may be saved, that we may have life to find our way in the darkest night. Let your light shine on us.
What do you think of when I use the term idol worship? I spell it I-D-O-L, not I-D-L-E. I would be fearful of folks who may be sleeping through sermons. They might be guilty of the latter term, but I'm asking about idols. From the Old Testament, there would be a number of things that come to mind. I think, first of all, about the golden calf that Aaron fashioned for the people when they had left Egypt and were camped near the mountain where Moses met with God. The voice of the people of Israel, who had experienced the powerful hand of God in releasing them from the cruelty of the Egyptians, now bowed down to a calf made from the gold they had brought with them. Another thought that comes to my mind is the old prophet Elijah standing on Mount Carmel contesting with the 450 prophets of Baal. King Ahab and his wife Jezebel had led God's people into the worship of this false god and idol. Elijah came to challenge the people to choose between Jehovah or Baal. What a demonstration from the Almighty when he answered the cry of Elijah that day and sent fire from heaven. Another scene from the scriptures, when we speak of idols, is that of the three Israelite men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When King Nebuchadnezzar erected his great statue and ordered all of his subjects to worship it, these three Hebrew men refused. The threat of a furnace of fire that would surely take their life did not deter them from their refusal to worship that idol. The New Testament offers us a thought about idols as well. In Acts of the Apostles, we read of the trouble in Ephesus when the gospel of Christ prevailed and the business of building household idols was threatened. Well, the whole city was in turmoil. A riot broke out. The preaching of Jesus Christ opposed the worship of the goddess Diana. What I'd like for us to note from this brief review of idols we know were worshipped by men is that they have names and shapes. There is an obvious identity to them. Aaron's idol for the people looked like a calf. It was made of gold. King Nebuchadnezzar made a statue of gold that stood 90 feet high and was 9 feet wide. I don't really know what the Baals looked like, nor the silversmith's shrines to Artemis, but we have some sort of an image being created by the silversmiths. When Paul came to Athens, Greece, his spirit was stirred within him as he looked this city full of idols. He mentioned that he had looked carefully at all the objects of worship, including one altar inscribed to an unknown god. Do you think that today our world is much different than that day and time? We don't see people bowing down to figures of birds and animals and men fashioned out of stone or wood or covered with precious metals. I'm glad we don't see that today. But I'm concerned that we may believe because we do not, there isn't any idol worshiping going on today. We may conclude that there are no idols in our world. Satan would love for us to draw that conclusion. He would love to blind our eyes to the reality of all the idols that men are worshiping today. Remember when Moses brought those Ten Commandments down from the mountain to the people of Israel? On those tablets of stone written by God were these words, "You shall have no other gods before me." The next command is, "You shall not make for yourselves an idol in the form of anything. You shall not bow down to them or worship them." And maybe that's why we always think of idols as having a form, being fashioned out of the thought of man. I'm not going to have time to discuss it fully, but consider the possible idols that folks worship today. Pleasures of any kind, and every kind, can be idols. Money, and the things that money can buy, including a status within one's social circle, is a tempting idol for many. People are not bowing down to such, but homage is being given to them. When sports and recreation, work and business, drinking and drugs control a person's life, when they get time and energy and attention, while relationships are lost and God is forgotten or neglected, they become an idol that is worshipped and served. Think about it seriously today and make certain that idols have not crept into your life, stealing your devotion to God. Remember God's words, "For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God." Are you fully devoted to worshiping and serving Jehovah? Is Jesus truly the Lord of your heart and life today? Let us at moments help you to tear down any false idols in your life today.
I believe in God the Father, Jesus Christ, His Holy Son, and the blessed Holy Spirit, distinct yet three in one. I believe there is forgiveness for everything we've done. That is why
all the more I will serve Him. I have made my decision, I have staked my claim. I have drawn a line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God I will serve the Lord.
I believe the Son of God was crucified upon a tree and laid within a borrowed tomb not far from Calvary. I believe He rose up from the dead, alive for all to see. That is
why all the more I will serve Him. I have made my decision, I have staked my claim. I have drawn a line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. I have made my decision, I have staked my claim. I have drawn a line in the sand, and I'll not be ashamed. With the world behind me and the cross before, by the grace of God, I will serve the Lord. By the grace of God, I will serve the Lord.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.